好高兴同大家一齐喺广东堂聚会。
And even though I did not understand most of the pastoral prayer,
虽然唔系好明白牧师头先祈咩祷
，I did hear him say PG.
但系听到 PG，
so I assumed it was not my rating. It is my name. So thank you for the opportunity.
好高兴有呢个机会同大家分享。
I also just want to take this quick opportunity to publicly say that I am very thankful for your pastor.
我哋都用呢个机会同大家去分享，好感恩我哋有呢个牧师。
We're also neighbors.
我哋都系邻居。
But last week I was preaching in Pittsburgh for a retreat.
咁上个礼拜我去咗Pittsburgh 嗰度去有个退休会度去宣讲。
And it's a very small staff there at the church.
嗰个教会好细。
And I left there just thanking God again for the teammates that I have here, and I especially want to thank God for Pastor Enoch.
咁我谂起我喺呢个团队特别谂到 Pastor Enoch。
And today I also have a very good 好朋友 David Wong. I thank you for translating. I know he's done a lot of work.
咁今日都有机会同即系大家同工都好感恩。
So let's take our Bibles, please, and turn to Mark chapter 4.
我哋今日去马可福音第四章。
And as you do, let me give you some background.
咁开始之前，俾少少大家背景。
As followers of Jesus Christ, who strive to be faithful, obedient to Him, we proclaim His good news to the lost.
咁我哋作为跟随耶稣、竭力忠心去跟从佢嘅门徒，我哋会向失落嘅人传扬佢嘅福音。
The Gospel of Mark demonstrates this through the life of Jesus, who came not to be served, but to serve.And to give his life as a ransom for many.
咁马可福音就通过耶稣嘅生平咧，就显示咗呢一点。咁佢嚟系唔系受人嘅服侍，乃系服侍人，并且舍命作多人的赎价。
This is the journey that Christ has called us to follow him in obedience to make disciples.
咁呢个就系基督呼召我哋去行走嘅呢个旅程，跟从佢，顺从佢，作使人作门徒。
The book of Mark records Jesus' actions more than his words.
咁马可福音里边记载系比较多耶稣嘅行动多过佢嘅言辞嘅。
In fact, at least 18 of Jesus's miracles are presented, but only two sections are devoted to his lengthy teaching.
咁实际上咧喺马可福音里边系记载咗十八次耶稣嘅神迹，但系只系得两篇比较长少少讲到佢嘅教导。
And so chapter 4 is one of those teaching passages.
咁我哋今日睇嘅第四章就系其中一个嘅教导。
The beginning, verses 1 through 9, is a familiar story of the sower and the four soils.
咁我哋呢度俾少背景就系我哋一至九节咧系提到撒种嘅比喻，系讲到呢个有啲四个嘅泥土同埋呢个种子嘅。
And sometimes this story, this parable, can be assumed to focus on how people respond to the gospel.
咁好多时我哋系会觉得呢度讲嘅系关于啲人点样去接受福音。
However,I think as we read this passage, this is actually a lesson about how we respond or don't respond to all of God's words, not just the gospel.
咁但系其实我哋睇真啲咧，我发觉呢度咧，其实系讲到系我哋点样回应或者唔回应神嘅话语，唔单单只系福音嘅。
You see, it's not really only about our ears; it's actually about our hearts.
我哋知道呢度唔系净系关我哋嘅耳朵，系关乎我哋个心。
And so the big idea I have today is that our hearts need to be receptive and ready to receive and live by God's words if we are truly following Him.
咁我哋今日嘅中心主要嘅思想系我哋嘅心需要敞开，并且随时愿意接受，并且遵从神嘅话语，然后我哋先能够真正嘅跟随耶稣。
So even though there's about 20 verses, I've invited if Brother David will lead you all in Cantonese to read the passage today.
咁我哋今日可以一齐去读啊，请大家一齐先起啦。系我哋一齐读马可福音四章。耶稣又对他们说：人拿灯来，岂是要放在斗底下？斗底不放在灯台上么？因为掩藏的事没有不显出来的，隐瞒的事没有不露出来的。有耳可听的就应当听。又说你们所听的要留心。你们用什么凉气凉给人，也必用什么凉气凉给你们，并且要多给你们，因为有的还要给他，没有的连他所有的也要撇去。又说神的国不同人把种撒在地上，黑夜睡觉，白日起来，这种就发芽见长， 那人却不晓得如何这样。地生五谷是出于自然的，先发苗，后长穗，再长穗上是紧密的籽粒。谷子树就用镰刀去割，因为收成的时候到了。又说神的国，我们可用什么比较呢？可用什么比喻表明呢？好像一粒芥菜种种在地里的时候，虽比地上的百种都少，但种上以后就长起来，比各样的菜都大，又长出大枝来，甚至天上的飞鸟可以宿在它的荫下。耶稣用许多这样的比喻，叫他们所能听的，对他们讲道。若不用比喻，就不对他们讲。会有人的时候，就把一切都讲给门徒听。当天晚上，耶稣对门徒说：我们渡到那边去吧。门徒离开众人，耶稣仍在船上，他们就把他一同带去，又有别的船和他同行。忽然起了暴风，波浪打入船内，甚至船要满了水。耶稣在船尾上枕着枕头睡觉，门徒叫醒了他，说：夫子，我们丧命，你不顾吗？耶稣醒了，斥责风向海说：住了吧，静了吧。风就止住，大浪的平静了。耶稣对他们说：为什么胆怯？你们还没有信心吗？他们就大大的惧怕，彼此说：这到底是谁？连风和海也都听从他了。
Let's pray. Our Father, I pray that you will guide my words and David's words. And I pray that all of us here will listen not only with our ears, but with our hearts. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. So, have you ever heard of a document that's called the FAQ?
咁大家有冇听过一个文件叫做常见问题 FAQ 咧
？Usually, it's a list of questions that people potentially will think of.
咁通常呢个系列出一啲大家会谂到嘅问题
，followed by answers provided by those who are leading or overseeing the event to which they are inviting people to participate.
咁然后会有啲答案，呢答案就系有啲主持啊或者监督活动嘅人去提供答案，然后系邀请大家去一齐参加嘅。
It may be preceded by a paragraph or a document that gives an overview of what is being introduced.
咁佢可能之前都会有一段嘅文章系介绍下大家呢个嘅内容嘅。
For example, a wedding website often has an FAQ section.
咁比如一啲婚礼嘅网站都会有啲常见问题 FAQ 嘅部分嘅。
So some questions like, is there parking at the wedding venue?
咁问题包括婚礼场地会唔会有泊车位啊
？More importantly, is it free? Or how much does it cost?
或者几钱
What is the expected dress code?
咁要穿着啲咩嘅要求咧
Are children allowed to attend?
小朋友可唔可以参加嘅咧
？So this FAQ sheet usually provides this information ahead of time.
咁呢啲嘅 FAQ 常见问题，俾大家一个之前有少少嘅认识。
So in a similar way for today's message.
咁今日都系类似。
We're going to look at Jesus. It looks like he's starting to provide an FAQ list for those who are listening.
咁今日我哋会睇到耶稣俾大家提供一个常见问题 FAQ 嘅列表。
Jesus here is talking to people he has called to follow him, and in his quest to continue teaching them what it means to follow him, he asks them several questions that are deeper.
咁今日我哋睇到嘅耶稣系同一啲呼召佢跟随嘅人去倾。教到佢有啲咩系跟从佢嘅意义，亦都有啲深层次嘅问题。
These questions are not meant only to inform, but also to penetrate.
呢啲嘅问题唔单止俾大家呢个信息，而系直接刺入佢哋嘅心里边。
So we're going to try and unpack three questions from today's passage.
咁我哋今日会去一齐去留意系今天经文出现嘅三个问题。
So the first question, I see the slide coming. Okay, so as you watch here, I'm going to read in English. Okay.And he said to them, verse 21, Is a lamp brought in to be put under a basket or under a bed, and not on a stand? For nothing is hidden except to be made manifest, nor is anything secret except to come to light. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. And he said to them, Pay attention to what you hear. With the measure you use, it will be measured to you, and still more will be added to you. For to the one who has, more will be given, and from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. So this first question here in verse 21 is a lamp brought in to be put under a basket or under a bed and not on a stand?
咁呢度頭先阿PG讀嘅英文版，咁我哋大家都讀咗中文版㗎啦。咁呢度個問題第一個就係人拿燈來，豈是要放在斗底下、床底下，不放在燈台上嗎？
So we could just put this this next slide. Yeah. Thank you. Okay, so this is our first question.
呢個就第一條問題。
A lamp back then, it was usually a lighted wick in a shallow clay bowl that's full of oil.
咁嗰陣時嘅燈咧，就係用一啲點燃咗嘅燈芯咧，就放喺一啲陶瓷碗裏邊，係裝滿油嘅。
The lamp was not lit and then put under a bowl or under the bed. That's actually dangerous, I think. Put under the bed. That is where the light could not be seen. That would not make sense.
咁啲燈咧就唔係點咗之後咧，即係喺床下底啊，好危險嘅，或者係即係喺啲碗度冚住佢啊，大家睇唔到，唔係咁嘅。
Instead, the lamp was lit and put on a stand in order to illuminate the whole room.
係相反嘅，燈係要點著咗，放喺一啲燈台上面嚟照亮嗰間房嘅。
The last few years, some of us have had a power outage here and there, and it was usually during this time of the year.
咁大家都經驗咗之前幾年，就可能有啲停電啊，咁樣係大概係呢個時候啦。
And so we all get our flashlights usually, and we put it usually in the middle of the room on a table, and just so that we can see where we're going.
咁我哋可能係會將啲燈咁樣擠喺我哋間房啊，或者廳某啲位置去照亮咁樣啦。
Now the disciples may have wondered sometimes why Jesus seemed to be hiding the truth by using parables.
咁啲門徒咧，其實可能有時會諗，點解耶穌咧用啲比喻咧，好似係隱藏啲真理咁嘅咧？
So I think Jesus, in so many words, is explaining, no, I am not deliberately trying to hide the truth from the people. That would be like lighting a lamp and putting it under a bowl. Why light the lamp at all?
咁耶穌其實就話唔係嘅，耶穌解釋話我唔係故意隱藏呢個真理嘅嚇。如果係咁嘅話咧，就好似將眼燈點著咗放喺個兜下邊，咁點睇點樣係有用咧
？If I'm hiding the truth, there's no reason for me to be teaching.
如果我真係要隱藏個真理，我點解要出嚟教咧
？See, we understand that the purpose of the parables is not to conceal the truth, but to reveal it.
所以我哋明白咧，其實呢啲嘅比喻咧，目的唔係收埋喺呢個真理，而係去展示出嚟嘅。
The parables would explain in everyday terms the truths that human minds naturally cannot grasp.
咁通常係用嗰啲日常生活嘅用語去解釋人去好難諗得明嘅嘢。
Thus the parables, they did not obscure, they clarify.
咁係唔係去模糊真理，而係令到真理更加清晰嘅顯明。
But only to those who are willing to listen and to believe.
但係只係對嗰啲願意聽同埋願意相信嘅人。
Now the disciples may have been beginning to understand the mission to which Jesus has called them.
咁啲門徒可能開始明白到耶穌呼召佢哋嘅使命。
Sort of like the farmer in the early parable, their job would be to sow the seed of the gospel and God's word in basically a largely hostile world.
咁佢哋係好似之前我哋提過嘅撒種嘅比喻咁啦，佢哋好似個農夫，佢嘅工作咧就喺呢個好敵對嘅世界裏邊去撒下呢個福音同埋神話語嘅種子。
We are called to be Jesus' followers, and this shining task is truly our purpose in life.
咁我哋係呼召成為耶穌嘅跟隨者，呢個發光嘅任務咧，其實係我哋生命嘅目的。
Our witness for Jesus should not be hidden, but should be public.
我哋對基督嘅見證係應該係公開，唔係收埋嘅。
So my question is, what do people know about you?
咁我個問題係，大家其他人點樣認識你咧？
Unfortunately, nowadays it seems like they know too much about us.
不幸地，我哋係可能今時今日啲人知太多嘅。
Often they'll know that we are Chinese, right? Most of us.
可能知道我哋中國人啦。
They might even know that you're from Hong Kong, some of you.
又或者有啲人知你係香港嚟嘅。
They may know your political views.
可能知道你嘅政治觀點啦。
They know what kind of food you enjoy eating.
你中意食啲咩啦？
They know that education is very important.
亦都知道你對於教育嚟講係覺得好緊要嘅。
But do people know that you're a Christian?
但係啲人知唔知你係基督徒咧？
Do they know that Jesus means a lot to you?
佢哋知唔知道耶穌對你嚟講係好緊要嘅咧？
Do our neighbors know?
你啲鄰居知唔知咧？
Do our co-workers know?
你啲同事知唔知咧？
Our classmates?
你啲同學咧？
Does our family know?
或者你啲屋企人知唔知咧？
I am not asking us to be obnoxious.
唔係問一啲好難嘅嘢。
But just like they know other things about us, what we eat, what we value, do they know who we love?
但是当他们知道我们表面的东西的时候，他们知不知道其实我们爱什么呢？
In verse 24 and 25, Jesus says some very sobering words.
咁喺第二十四同二十五节，耶稣讲咗啲令人心醒嘅说话。
So as you follow along in Chinese in your verse 24 and 25, I'm going to actually read another version, but in English. I feel like it helps to explain. So listen in English as I read another version. Verse 24 and 25. Pay close attention to what you hear.The closer you listen, the more understanding you will be given, and you will receive even more. To those who listen to my teaching, more understanding will be given. But for those who are not listening, even what little understanding they have will be taken away from them.
大家可以看一看你手上的圣经，但我现在这里有另一个版本可以给大家去听的。他说，他说，你们要留心所听到的。你们越留心听，赐给你们的领悟就越多，你们得到的也会越多。对于那些听我教导的人，还要让他们领悟得更多。对于那些不听从的人，就连他们仅有的领悟也要拿走。
You see, we are called to shed God's light and to reveal His truth.
我们知道我们是被呼召去发放神的光，显示祂的真理。
But we cannot give out if we don't take in.
但如果我们不吸收，我们就怎么放出去呢？
In other words, the more we hear the word of God, the better we are able to share it with other people.
换句话说，如果我们越听得多神的话语，就越能够更好地跟其他人分享。
Let me say it more strongly. We need to take in God's word on purpose and as part of our training to be God's witnesses.
等我再讲强调多一点，我们是需要刻意地去吸收 神的话语，然后这个作为我们成为神见证人的训练的一部分。
And these verses seem to indicate that those who hear and understand and then share with others will be given even more understanding to pass along.
我们看到这里提到是那些听到又领悟然后同人分享的人呢，他们会获得更多的领悟去传递下去。
Sometimes we don't know how to share God's wordAnd maybe we should examine, are we taking in God's word? We cannot say, oh, when I was in high school, I used to read God's word. This is sort of a principle in physical, mental, and spiritual life. For example, a muscle, when it's exercised, will grow stronger.
比如一塊肌肉如果做运动它就会强壮了。
But an unused muscle will grow weak and flabby.
但如果一塊不用的肌肉就越来越弱，就会很松弛的了。
I'm getting very personal.
大家去比较个人性了。
If a muscle is not growing stronger, it is growing weaker. It cannot stay the same.
一塊肌肉一塊就变强一塊就变弱，就不会保持不变的。
And if I understand this passage correctly, just like an unused muscle,Those who do not listen will lose whatever understanding they have.
咁根据我理解呢度嘅经文咧，就系嗰啲好似唔用肌肉嗰啲人咧，啲人唔听神嘅话语咧，就会将佢以前明白咗嘅都冇埋。
This is a very sobering point to me.
呢个系一个好严重嘅一个点。
I read the Bible because it's part of my job.
我睇圣经就因为我要做嘅嘢。
But I need to read the Bible so I can know His message more. I can know Him more.
会不会是我看的话语令我更加明白神自己或者神的信息呢？
Christians today are often hidden from sight and reluctant to be identified as a Christian.
我们今天知道很多基督徒是经常都是躲起不被人知道他是基督徒。
And sometimes if you say Christian, yes, the world thinks you're very strange.
如果你跟人说、我是基督徒，可能人觉得很奇怪。
Or you're not allowed to do this. So many things you're not allowed to do.
或者很多事你不可以做。
And every Sunday, instead of sleeping in, you go to church.
好奇怪，你每個日
Actually, Sunday school first, right? Sunday school.
禮拜日唔瞓覺，翻教會仲要翻主日學。
So sometimes these kind of Christians who are hidden from sight, it's sort of not like having a brand new light that never is taken out of the package.
咁呢啲嘅基督徒就好似一盞新嘅燈，你冇開包裝咁擠住喺度。
You see, if a lamp doesn't help people see, it isn't worth much.
如果盏灯唔可以帮到人睇到嘢咧，系冇乜用嘅。其实
But God has called us to be worthy of Him.
但神是呼召我们是对他来说是有用的。
Does your life, does my life show other people how to find God and how to live for Him?
那你的生命，我的生命有没有向其他人去显示到怎么去寻找神，或者是怎么为神而活呢？
It is not my dear pastor friend Enoch. That's not his job only.
不是单单是我们周牧师的工作。
We often say this in the English. I'm the pastor and you are all ministers.
我们常常都会说是我们，我是牧师，但你们都是一些的奉工，或者是一些 ministry, minister.
That maybe are not paid.
可能大家没收钱。
You see, we are all ministers and we are called to follow him.
我们大家都是一起同工，一起跟从神。
So maybe this last thought before I leave this point is, what kind of baskets maybe are hiding our light in our life?
有一点想再提一提大家，是有没有一些的篮是阻住了你去发光的呢？
Perhaps it's complacency.
或者是你的自满。
Perhaps we have some resentments.
或者你有少怨恨。
Some embarrassment of trying to be a witness for Jesus.
觉得很尴尬跟人去分享见证。
Maybe we're just stubborn and disobedient.
或者 是固执不肯听话。
Maybe we're not as healthy as we used to be.
或者我哋有啲嘢唔好健康。
Or right now life is very very busy because of our stage of life.
可能我哋身体上有啲系而家呢嚟嚟讲有啲觉得系唔好健康。
This is a question: Is a lamp brought in to be put under a basket or under a bed, and not on a stand?
咁就系翻翻呢个问题：人拿灯来，岂是要放在斗底下、床底下，不放在灯台上么
？So that's the first question, the first FAQ.
呢个系第一个常见问题。
For the followers of Jesus.
对于跟从耶稣的人。
But then Jesus moves, and now he's going to say two parables, but the question is in between the two parables.
然后是第二个问题，在两个比喻之间。
Again, if Brother David would put it on Chinese on the screen, I will read it in English, 26
to 34. 大家可以看荧幕PG 会读英文。
And he said, the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. He sleeps and rises night and day, and the seed sprouts and grows. He knows not how. The earth produces by itself, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. But when the grain is ripe, at once he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come. Verse 30. And he said, with what can we compare the kingdom of God?Or what parable shall we use for it? Verse 31. It is like a grain of mustard seed, which, when sown on the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes larger than all the garden plants and puts out large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in the shade. With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them without a parable.But privately to his own disciples, he explained everything. So the second question we have is, with what can we compare the kingdom of God? If as I'm following Jesus to build his kingdom, what is
the kingdom of God?
So we have two comparisons using these two parables.
咁我哋会有两个比较，透过呢个嘅例子。
So comparison number one is the earth produces or bears fruit by itself. That's from verse 28.
咁大家可以留意嘅第一个系比较系地生五谷是出于自然的，就系第28节。
Now this parable in verses 26 through 29 is recorded only in the book of Mark.
咁呢度好特別嘅係26-29節咧，係只有馬可福音記載嘅比喻。
And just like the soil parable at the beginning of this chapter, it is presenting a comprehensive picture of sowing, growing, and harvesting.
咁好似我哋頭先提到嘅撒種嘅比喻咁，呢度都顯現到神嘅國嘅全面嘅圖景，就包括撒種啦、生長啦同收割。
But the emphasis is on the growing stage.
但强调的是生长的阶段。
It looks like there's only one person involved with this first parable.
咁喺度好似只系得一个人喺度嘅啫。
I guess the first part of the parable, he or she is the one scattering seed on the ground.
咁就系我哋一个系撒种嘅人。
But in the second part of this parable, the sower appears but is not active.
咁经过头先讲到第一个阶段佢撒咗种之后，第二个阶段咧，呢个人系出现但唔系好活跃嘅。
After sowing the seed, he just leaves it alone. He goes about his night and day business without anxious thoughts about the seed.
他曬完種之後呢,他就離開了,日夜都是做他要做的事,但對於種子呢,就沒什麼焦慮的。
While he's doing nothing, it is growing.
但他沒什麼做事的時候,那個種子就長緊了。
One commentator said that the soil produces grain which develops to maturity in successive stages, and the soil does this all by itself.
有解經家話呢,就那個土壤呢,就自然逐步生長成為成熟的谷物,那個土壤這樣做呢,是出於自然的。
Actually, the same word in English is the word, the idea of automatic.
其實如果大家看英文呢,就英文就automatic,就自動的意思了。
And again, I'm not great at Greek, but the key Greek word could be translated without visible cause.
如果我不是希臘詞的專家,但我看可以被翻譯是無法看見的起因。
In other words, there's not human agencies working on it, which implies God is the one who is growing the seed.
換句話說,這些一切都是不需要人類參與的,只是神的工作。
You see, we cannot make the seed grow.
我們沒辦法讓種子生長。
Now, my father-in-law is very good with plants.
我的father-in-law是對於這個種子很厲害的。
But I have never seen him go to the plant and say, Hey, grow!
但從來沒見他對植物說生長。
He does a lot of things to prepare.
但他做了很多準備。
But the real growth, literally, is only by God.
但真正的生長真的是神的。
We're talking about God's kingdom. We're comparing God's kingdom. So you and I are given a task to sow. But you see, we get all worked up like, how come it's not growing? How come they haven't become a Christian yet? How come they don't read the Bible enough? How come our church is not growing? And I think in this FAQ, Jesus is reminding them, look, God will take care of the growth. I will take care of the growth.
這要提醒我們,是神會去處理,不是我們去處理。
In fact, only I can produce the growth.
其實是神才可以產生這個生長。
And this is a gradual but a continual process.
這個是逐漸一個過程,但是連續的過程。
Because we see at the end that there is a harvest, and this is when the sower comes back. Okay, the sower sowed the seed, then the second part, we don't really hear about him, and then the third part, he comes back and helps with the harvest. I believe this harvest is when Jesus comes back. You see, the disciples were wondering about the difficult mission that is ahead of them. And Jesus is telling them that they don't need to worry about how the kingdom will grow.
耶穌是告訴他們,你不用想怎樣讓這個角度去成長。
See, growing the kingdom is God's work alone.
即是這個角度的擴展是神的工作。
Our job, our privilege is to sow.
我們其實我們的工作,或者我們要做的事,就是將這個去撒種。
And God will bring the harvest to fruition.
神就是會將這個實現收成的結果是處理好的了。
And again, maybe some of the people who heard this question, like, oh, okay, Jesus, whatever you're talking about, I wasn't thinking about that. But perhaps others, and maybe some are in here, will think, oh, this growing the kingdom of God, following Jesus, making disciples, how come it's not growing?
但可能有些人聽完今天的信息會都會想,為何這個做門徒,為何擴展成一個好事都沒什麼發生呢?
This short parable is reminding us, look, we have a certain job to do, but God will grow his kingdom, not you and me.
這要提醒我們,我們是有工作要做,但成長是神的工作。
So then we see comparison number two.
我們就看比較第二的。
It says, like a grain of mustard seed. This is in verse 31.
這裡是講到好像一粒芥菜種,是31節。
So for the Jewish person, they understood this. Mustard seed was the smallest of the seeds sown in the field.
在猶太人的思想当中,他们知道芥菜种是田地种最小的种子。
For those of you who like numbers, it took about 725 to 760 mustard seeds to weigh 1 gram.
如果大家需要一些概念的话,我告诉大家,725 粒或者去到 760 粒的种子才有一克那么多。
And 28 grams equals 1 ounce.
28克就等于一个安士。
Okay? Very small seed.
很小很小.
But this parable says that the mustard will grow to be it becomes larger than all the garden plants.
但我们知道这些种子一长就会变成一些很大的花园的植物。
Apparently, this mustard shrub can grow to be a height of 10 to 12 feet in just a few weeks.
可能在几个礼拜一长就长到10到12英尺那么高。
And so this parable is contrasting the smallest of the seeds growing into be the tallest of the shrubs.
这里是比喻这么小的种子可以生长为最高的灌木。
I submit to you that it is contrasting the insignificant beginning of God's kingdom.
这是比喻到神的国微不足道的开端。
I believe embodied when Christ first came.
也比喻到耶稣刚刚出世。
Comparing that to the greatness of the end result when Christ comes back again.
而对比于基督的第二次回来。
When God's kingdom will surpass all of the earth's kingdoms in power and in glory.
当神的国超越了地上所有的王国，并且有更大的权能和荣耀。
You see, in Christ's life, he began with 12 apostles.
我们知道耶稣的生平，他的开始是由12个门徒开始。
One failed the class.
有一个失败的。
Then there were as many as 500 believers in 1 Corinthians 15.
然后在哥林多前书讲到15章讲到有500个的信徒。
Peter won 3,000 at Pentecost.
接着在五旬节，彼得又赢得3,000。
And throughout the book of Acts, the numbers continue to increase.
而当我们在使徒行传，这个数字是稳步增加的。
In spite of the sins and the weaknesses of the church, the message has been carried to all nations.
虽然教会都是有一些罪或者一些软弱，但福音已经传遍全国全地。
And we see in Revelation that one day every nation shall worship before his throne.
而我们在启示录也看到，有一日各方国民都会翻嚟到神嘅宝座前去敬拜佢。
You see, some of us maybe are a little discouraged when it comes to doing building God's kingdom.
咁我哋可能有啲弟兄姊妹，即系对于扩展神嘅国度会有少少气馁。
You've been faithful for many years.
可能好多年你哋都好忠心嘅侍奉。
I submit to you that let us not grow weary or distracted from building God's kingdom by sharing His good news.
但我想这里想和大家去分享，不要说因为这些去令到我们分心，而我们继续去分享神的福音。
You may not think you can do much.
可能你觉得自己做不到太多。
Because that's true.
那是真的，你做不到太多。
God is the one who's growing His kingdom.
因为是神，祂自己去扩展祂的国。
You may think you are small.
你觉得你很微小。
But God specializes in using small to grow His kingdom to be glorious.
但神很擅长将一些微小的人去用来建造祂荣耀的国度。
So FAQ number one is a lamp brought in to be put under a basket or under a bed and not on a stand?
所以第一个FAQ是人拿灯来，岂是要放在斗底下、床底下，不放在灯台上么？
FAQ number two is with what can we compare the kingdom of God?
第二个FAQ是神的国，我们可以用什么比较呢？
And then we will see question number three. Let me read verses 35 to 41 as you follow along in Chinese.
然后我看第三个，大家可以看屏幕。
On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. Which, by the way, he was exhausted. Okay. And other boats were with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushions. And they woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. He said to them, here's the question, "Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great fear and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?"
刚才PG就读了英文，不过就强调，为什么胆怯，你们还没有信心吗？
So again, the third question is, why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith?
所以第三个FAQ就是，为什么胆怯，你们还没有信心吗？
The Sea of Galilee is Israel's largest freshwater lake. I know we have some fishermen here. About 33 miles around, 13 miles long, 8 miles wide.
咁加利利海系以色列最大嘅淡水湖，相信大家都有都系识钓鱼嘅。咁俾少少资料大家，有33英尺咁长，13英尺咁阔，仲有呢个8英里嘅。
And I know some of you have actually been to the Sea of Galilee.
我相信可能有些人都去过加利利海。
So this journey here was interrupted by a sudden furious storm.
咁呢个嘅旅程系俾呢个突如其来嘅风暴中断咗。
Which was very common for this lake.
咁喺嗰度系好常见嘅。
Those of us who have been there, we've seen the mountains on both sides, and then when the wind comes, that water can become very choppy very quickly.
如果大家去到嗰度咧，会睇到啲山喺两边，咁啊系会有啲嘅风嘅通道去形成咗。
And a storm in the evening is even more dangerous.
而晚上嘅风暴咧就特别危险。
So Jesus is exhausted from a full day of teaching, so he was sleeping.
咁耶稣系嗰日好嗰阵时好攰，所以瞓咗觉。
And the panic-stricken disciples woke him, and they asked with a little bit of a rebuke, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?"
咁啲门徒就好惊，咁样就叫耶稣有少少责备嘅口吻，话：夫子，我们丧命，你不顾么？
They were just like us. When we get stressed, we just yell at people.
好似我哋咁，我哋一好大压力，我哋就系去闹怪人嘅，好大声。
It's very easy for us to complain and to even criticize our God for not seeming to come to our aid.
咁好多时我哋会抱怨或者批评神，点解佢嚟唔帮我哋咧
？What we should do is come to Him with our requests and trust that He knows what is best.
但系相反，我哋应该提出我哋嘅请求，然后信靠神会帮我哋回应我哋。
So Jesus stood after they woke him up. He stood and said, "Peace be still," or it means be calm and remain calm. It's interesting, these same words are the ones that Jesus used to rebuke demons to be silent. So after things had all calmed down, now Jesus turned to the disciples. And you can see the disciples like,
uh-oh.
Despite all the teaching that Jesus had been doing so far, it still had not dawned upon them that God's authority and power were in Jesus. This is what he meant. He said, "Do you still have no faith?" He's saying, "Do you still not believe who I am?" You heard this term, Christian atheism, right?
大家可能聽過基督徒嘅唔信神嘅人。
We believe that there is a God in our brain.
我哋嘅腦袋覺得有個神。
But we live our life as if there is no God.
但係我哋生活好似冇神咁樣。
In stilling the storm, God assumed the authority that only the God of the Old Testament would manifest.
咁耶穌做嘅嘢係舊約嘅神先做到嘅嘢。
This is why the disciples were terrified because they knew, whoa, this kind of power is only from God.
所以啲门徒就好惊，因为真系佢真系睇到神耶稣嘅能力，真系神先做到嘅。
So when they said, "Who is this?" it shows that they still didn't get it.
所以当佢哋问呢个问题，呢个系咩？系呢个系边咩人嘅时候，表明佢哋其实都唔系好明啲嘢。
The Lord Himself was physically with them in the boat.
主当时系亲身嘅同佢哋一齐喺个船上面。
So what was there to fear?
佢哋惊啲咩咧
？They had already seen His power demonstrated in many miracles.
佢哋已经睇到神嘅神迹。
So we would think that they would have complete confidence that he could handle the situation. However, in this storm, they forgot. In this storm, they had unbelief. How often in the trials of our life are we prone to imitate the disciples and cry out, "Lord, don't you care?"
在生活的试炼当中，我们有多次好像这些门徒那样说，主啊，你不顾我啊。
I am not saying your experience or your circumstances are not painful. They are painful.
不是说大家的情况不痛苦，是很痛苦的。
But when we look to God in our hearts or in our homes, and we say, "God, do you care?"
但我们的心可能都是问神啊，你顾不顾我的呢？
Jesus' question to us is, "Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith in me?"
咁耶稣当时就问：点解胆怯？你对我冇信心么
？You see, sometimes our greatest problems are within us, not around us.
好多时其实最大问题唔系喺我哋周围，其实喺我哋里边。
What strikes fear in your hearts?
大家嘅心里边有啲咩嘅惧怕咧
？Perhaps for some of us, it is getting the lab results after a checkup.
咁可能大家有啲一阵间要翻去做实验室攞结果。
It's amazing how much we look at numbers. Is the number, are the numbers correct?
要看清那些数字要对。
Can I still eat dessert?
一定要搞得对。
Sometimes what we don't want to hear is a phone call from a family member.
有时我们很怕收到一些电话是家里打来的。
Perhaps what we are fearing is whether we can keep our job.
可能我会担心我们的工作可不可以留得住呢。
Each of us have different fears.
大家都有不同的害怕。
So the question is, what strikes fear in your heart? What is holding you back from truly believing that Jesus does care and that he is all-powerful to take care of you?
那问题就是有什么惧怕令到你觉得耶稣不会照顾你的呢?
So this simple sermon just has three questions.
所以这个讲道只有三个简单的问题。
It's sort of an FAQ for us today.
好像常见问题FAQ。
Will you and I faithfully and obediently follow Jesus and build his kingdom by making disciples?
你和我会忠心和顺从跟随耶稣透过做门徒建立神的国吗?
As we do this, we need to ponder these three questions.
当我们这样做的时候,我们要想这三个问题。
Is a lamp brought in to be put under a basket or under a bed and not on a stand?
人拿灯来,岂要放在斗底下,床底下,不放在灯台上吗?
And this answer is no. We are to shine brightly and obviously to the world that desperately needs to hear, and to see the gospel.
我们要在这个世界上显著明亮的发光。 这个世界需要福音,需要神的话语,透过和听到,看到我们。
Let us not live with a basket covering our light.
我们不再有些篮子这样去阻止我们发光。
With what, the second question, with what can we compare the kingdom of God?
第二个是神的国,我们用什么比较呢?
To a growing field of grain that God produces the growth.
就好像一片成长的麦田,是神令到它成长,
we compare the kingdom of God to a mustard seed. He starts out with something small, but make no mistake, it will be glorious and powerful.
也比较到芥菜种,神的国一开始很小,但不要搞错,是会满有荣耀,大能的最后。
And question number three, why are we so afraid? Have we still no faith?
第三个问题,为什么胆怯,你们还没有信心吗?
My friends, let us give our fears to him and faithfully obey.
弟兄姊妹,我们将我们的恐惧交给神,忠心的顺从他。
Believe that he will be able to calm all of our life's storms.
相信他是能够平息你一生所有风暴的神。
And when we see him someday,
我们会有一天见到他。
He will say, hey, did you like my FAQ?
他会见我们,你喜不喜欢一个常见问题,FAQ啊?
I've called you to follow me.
我叫了,呼召你,跟随我。
But I will be with there. But I will be with you always.
但我会与你同在。
May we, starting with our amazing Cantonese congregation, may we all follow Jesus with trust, with obedience, and with joy.
愿意我们广东堂的弟兄姊妹一起信靠、信服神，满有喜乐。
We thank God for you. I speak as an English pastor. We thank God for all of you and are so thankful that we are in one church together.
感谢神，我作为英文堂的牧师，我哋可以嚟到呢度同大家一齐去敬拜。
And God bless you.
愿神祝福大家。
Let us pray.
我哋祈祷。
Our Father, I thank you for this precious time.
天父，我感谢呢段宝贵嘅时间。
And as we went through these three questions, on the surface, maybe it looks like they didn't really connect.
我们看这三个问题,可能我们未必可以将它完全连在一起。
But Lord, you were very intentional in everything you said.
但神,你很刻意对我们说话。
And there was a reason you asked these questions.
你问这些问题有你的原因。
Help us to continue to ponder how it applies to our life today in 2024.
帮我们思想这些问题,愿我们可以在2024年去应用出来。
May we be faithful followers of you.
愿我们都是忠心的跟从你。
May we participate in building your kingdom and making disciples.
愿意我们在你的国里面去建立门徒。
And may we hear you say one day, well done.
愿意一天你和我们说,做得好。
We thank you in Jesus' name.
感谢主耶稣。
Amen.
奉主名求,阿门。